Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you'd like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. I've had a few people, when I read that off to them, that I have to end up reading it twice. Like, smartwithmoney.com? No, smartwithyourmoney.com. All right, so I am joined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
It's good to be here today.
Well, we have a big, huge announcement for our audience. So this is
I'm not going to have another baby.
Let's just get that out. We're having grandbabies now. No more babies.
That's right.
All right, so our big announcement, and this is drum roll, please. So we actually are going to be winding down the Doug Haldeman Show after it'll end up being 275 weeks on the air. Mm-hmm. And on September 24th will be our last show on FM News Talk 97.1. Mm-hmm. So it definitely brings some sadness to do that, but it also brings some happiness on, you know, what the next chapter looks like.
That's right. That's right. It's kind of hard to let go, but yet it's exciting to think about some of the things that we get to do.
I know people are going to want to, they're going to want to know more information than just saying that it's winding down, because here's a couple things about this. One is we're not going to stop the show completely, but we're going to take it off of the off the airwaves on 97.1, and we're actually going to take it to our podcast, which has become a national podcast. And if you search Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman, you'll be able to find it in Google Play or on iTunes. So here's the other thing that's important about this is, because we're still going to be doing it as a podcast, we have a lot of people that listen to us every week. Mm-hmm. We want to stay in touch with you. We really, really want you to go to our website. Okay, go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and register as a fan on our website. And we're not going to be barraging you with spam on there, I promise you that. But we will send you out periodic updates, so you'll know anytime we come out with new content. And when we look at, you know, Tammy, you and I, on this has been a long time coming, because it's difficult. And I think we can kind of be transparent with our audience, because I think, you know, I feel a bond with our audience the same way they feel a bond with us.
Sure.
And talk about what led to this, and and just how we're going to continue into the future.
Yeah, first of all, the 97.1 family is amazing. So that's, just want to clear that up, that it's nothing to do with any of that.
The station is an amazing station. Oh, we love the station. We're going to miss
Jeff
how well
Allen
we've
is
been
amazing
treated.
And just everybody. And just everyone there is just great to work with, and very classy people.
Yeah, the Emmons Communications family and 97.1 have been very, very good to us. It's been a fantastic format for us to have launched our show, and because
they were patient.
Oh, they were very patient, because we were amateurs when it came to doing radio,
and now amateurs.
We're still amateurs at it. We don't do it every day, but after 275 weeks on the air, we've gotten a little bit better.
Yeah,
and we don't claim for the it's not our full time job, and that's really what it boils down to, is that doing the radio, it's a second job on top of full time job. Okay, on top of our eight kids, my full-time job is I'm a mortgage professional, and I run a branch for Cornerstone Mortgage, and it's a fairly large branch managing a large group of loan officers and doing loans personally, and it's demanding. It's already demanding, and then to have to take our personal time to do the show, it can become taxing at times.
It can, and we just really wanted to refocus, because I think one thing about Doug and I both, we really enjoy the education side. We love sharing what we've learned and some of the hardships. I mean, wouldn't you rather learn from someone else going through something difficult than personally going through it? And we love sharing those things with you to help move you along or skip a step, maybe, that you don't have to go through something painful. And that's why we want to still continue our podcast and our Facebook and our website and all that. But we also want to be able to take some time for the family and take a little break on the weekends.
Yeah. And when we revisit the purpose of our show, mm-hmm. the purpose of our show is to teach you to be smart with your mm-hmm. money. Mm-hmm. And it's important. We're still dedicated to doing that. And I Definitely. Do it on a daily basis mm-hmm. when I do mortgage consultations, because it's not just about the mortgage to me. It's about a full debt strategy that leads to wealth creation over time. And, you know, and I think the mortgage just becomes an instrument to be able to do that. Although frequently when I consult people, mm-hmm. I don't even end up doing a mortgage for them. I just, you know, I'll consult them and tell them that there's no need to get a mortgage. You just need to work around some other debt, or here's what you can do to help your credit
right.
score.
Right.
You'll really truly work it as a debt strategist. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I could think back to what drove me to start doing this, even as a, you know, even from childhood, what drove me to want to be smart with my money.
Right.
And
right.
that's, I guess it's probably an important place to start, because when I look back, I grew up really, really poor. I grew up in a trailer out in a rural area, and, you know, came from a divorced family. And I've told the story before, but some people may not have heard it. But out in this rural area, I only got to see my dad once per month for one weekend. And I always wanted to live with my dad, and you know, so I always missed him. And I remember having a conversation with him early in the month, so it was going to be another 3 weeks before I got to see him. And my dad was so broke that I remember him saying that he wasn't sure how he was going to keep the lights on that month, because the electricity was getting ready to get shut off. And it made me so sad at the time, because I was just, you know, a relatively small kid. I was probably 8 or 10 years old. I cried myself to sleep almost every night for the rest of that month, thinking of my dad sitting there in the dark. And, you know, and then, you know, it turned out whenever I did go to see him, he found a way to keep the lights on. But I remember thinking that I never want to let myself get in that position. And I never want to be in a position where my lights could be turned off, or where I make, or I'm in a position where I'm retired and I'm so broke that I'm worried about keeping, you know, keeping the electricity on. Mm-hmm. And that drove me to become smarter with my money. And I still had plenty of failures along the way because of so many things that were ingrained from childhood.
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And as I've overcome some of those things and made mistakes along the way, I'm almost 47 years old. I turn 47 next week. And, you know, I mean, it's something where I've learned a lot of those lessons now, and hopefully I can continue to share them with people.
Yeah.
And you too, Tammy.
Yeah. I enjoy meeting everybody and some of the fans that we've met. I'm just so thankful for you, and I'm glad that you found us as a resource, and I'm just really grateful for you guys. And I hope that we can continue developing our relationships with everybody.
Yeah. And one of the things we do need from you as a listener of our show is, when you do need a mortgage, please reach out to me. You know, right now, I want to thank Ed and Sandy, mm-hmm. who listen to the show every week and then came in this week to do a loan. I want to thank Steve, who is an engineer that listens. He's actually an engineering instructor and is building a home, and, you know, happy to be helping him. So I really just appreciate all the people that listen to the show and also patronize our business, because, you know, I think you'll find that when people come in to use the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team at Cornerstone Mortgage, we want to make sure that they're exceptionally pleased, not only with the service, but with the deal that they get too.
That's right. That's right. Always trying to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So remember, I want to give one more round on this. So September 24th is going to be our last show on FM News Talk 97.1. And then we're going to go strictly to our podcast. And really important that we want to stay in touch with you. So visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and register as a fan right away. If you don't do it now, you're probably going to forget about it. So grab your phone or, you know, jump on your computer and register as a fan on smartwithyourmoney.com. So we'll send out periodic updates to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So coming up, we are going to be talking about the 11 great reasons to carry a big, long mortgage. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.